The visit to London and Southampton. Mrs. White had also taken a cold, and when she went to London the next day she was sick all the way. What new adventure lay before her in that great city? W.C. White had gone ahead to meet Henry Kellogg, and these two met her when she arrived. Henry Kellogg, no relation to Dr. John Harvey Kellogg, was an Adventist businessman who previously managed the Review and Herald Publishing House. He had come to Europe in 1885 to help establish the publishing house in Basel, to purchase equipment, and to assist the publishing work in Britain and Scandinavia. Arriving in London about noon, August 27, Ellen White took a brief walk in London, but soon had to retire to her hotel. The next day, Friday, she and her companions met W.M. Jones, pastor of the Seventh-day Baptist Church in London and editor of the Sabbath Memorial. Jones led the White party on a two-hour tour of the famous British Museum. Of the visit, she observed, "We could not have viewed much without the guidance and information given us from Elder Jones." Following the visit to the famous museum, the party left by train for Southampton. That night, in a private home, she spoke to the church members for 40 minutes and the next day, Sabbath, she spoke twice. Sunday morning her cold was worse, but she joined others in a little sightseeing, visiting the ruins of some old Roman buildings and walls. The scenery and ride fascinated Mrs. White, but she returned home with her head throbbing. "Every nerve in my body seemed to be quivering," she wrote. She was slated to speak that night, but could hardly utter a word. Brother Durland had rented a large hall and put out extensive advertising, but everyone was fearful that the meeting would have to be cancelled.
W.C. White reported.
"We spent much of the afternoon in prayer, and trusting that the Lord would help her as in times past, Mother consented to go to the hall and try to speak. There were about 600 assembled in the hall, and when Mother began in a hoarse voice, to address them, two or three left the hall. But in less than 5 minutes her voice cleared, and she spoke an hour, with more force than at any other meeting in England." W. C. White Letter, September 18, 1885.